NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
74 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Manhattan, 75 in Chanute. It's 306.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Plenty more All Things Considered coming up. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next few minutes, an update of news headlines, plus a closer look at college athletes and social media. Online harassment has turned into a big problem. Becky Sullivan will tell us more about it. Get a review of the new film, Sentimental Value. And 40 years after a volcano wiped out a Colombian town, it was one of the 20th century's worst national disasters. The ghosts of this tragedy still haunt the area. John Otis will tell us more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chandram Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich. November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight, though we could see some fog here and there after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, more patchy fog in the morning, then mostly sunny. We're expecting a high in the mid-70s.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 76 degrees in Manhattan, 74 in Emporia. The time is 3:20.
American Revolution. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning. Morning edition runs from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Lows in the lower 50s tonight, highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow it's 74 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some federal workers in Kansas are returning to work today after the end of the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Many of the estimated 17,000 federal employees in Kansas were furloughed. 15 of those work at the Brown v. Board of Education National Historic Park in Topeka. Jessica Barnett is the acting manager for Interpretation, Education, and Visitor Services at the park. She says spirits are high as the building reopens.
I think everyone is really, really excited to be back and really happy to know that things are, if not entirely back to normal, are on their way to getting there.
On social media, the Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum in Abilene says it is working to reopen as soon as possible. Education leaders in Kansas want all the teachers in the state to get better at teaching children to read. But universities have been slow to adopt so-called science of reading coursework into undergraduate requirements for prospective teachers. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson says most elementary education programs in Kansas require 120 credit hours to graduate, but only 6 of those hours have to be focused on literacy instruction. Watson told state school board members that has to change.
Well, I'm not here to point fingers and place blame. We need to get beyond that. It's not who someone's at fault. This is just what we have, and we need to move to something different.
A state law passed last year established the Kansas Blueprint for Literacy to improve reading instruction. It mandates new college courses for future teachers on the science of reading. Kansas City agreed to pay its former city manager Brian Platt at least $500,000 as part of two confidential agreements signed after Platt left his position. The Kansas City Star reports that the documents obtained by the newspaper are the first public disclosure of the amount of the payouts, which were approved in September. The Star acquired the documents through a public records request. Patchy fog after midnight tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Patchy fog tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. It's 72 degrees in Topeka. It's 3:35.
Support for...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for this week's 105 Live, our weekly showcase of Kansas music, where this week we'll be talking about the Kansas Music Hall of Fame. We'll be speaking with Kansas Music Hall of Fame President Alan Blasco, as well as Kelly Hunt, who's performing at the event on November 21st and 22nd. I got a nasty aftertaste like a special feature on the Kansas Music Hall of Fame this week on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR news programming. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Many frequencies all around the state, all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where we are also streaming KPR 1 and KPR 2 24 hours a day.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then we are going to talk about the situation surrounding federal economic data. Now that the government shutdown is over, the federal number crunchers are back at work. It could take some time to make up for the jobs reports and inflation scorecards that we missed in the last 6 weeks. I did see some scuttlebutt around that we may just never get the October numbers. Scott Horsley will separate fact from fiction coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
The time is 10 minutes before 4.
It's all T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org.
Filmmaker Ken Burns on the subject of his latest series, The American Revolution. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. A constant stream of the latest national, international, and regional news and more. Jay Schaefer is your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANB and KANB HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics with Nuremberg, a new thriller starring Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon about the historic post-World War II trial of Nazi official Hermann Göring, now playing in theaters.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
74 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Topeka. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws. Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we'll have a fresh update of news headlines. In our next half hour, a paramilitary group called the Rapid Support Forces has captured the city of Al-Fashir in the Darfur region in western Sudan. And now we have reports of mass killings.
Al-Fashir is in a very bad situation right now. A lot of civilians are trying to flee the city.
The latest developments in Sudan's civil war. Stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered still to come.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away old appliances. Information on available services and products is online at stonebackappliance.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Alive, and tonight it is the Topeka Symphony. We will be hearing a concert from last November featuring pianist Chayoung Park with the Grieg A Minor Piano Concerto. We will also hear some Rimsky-Korsakov tonight. That's at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stick around for Prairie Journal at 7 o'clock. 75 degrees in Manhattan, 73 in Emporia. It's 420.
This is NPR News.
Filmmaker Ken Burns is known for examining the events that define American history. Now, he turns his lens toward what he calls one of the most significant events in human history.
There was a kind of energy and frisson as we were developing the film, and you began to realize this is a really big deal.
Burns on his 10-year project to tell the story of the American Revolution. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. The latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 4:30.
NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some federal workers in Kansas are returning to work today after the end of the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Many of the estimated 17,000 federal employees in Kansas were furloughed. 15 of those work at the Brown v. Board of Education National Historic Park in Topeka. Jessica Barnett is the acting manager for interpretation, education, and visitor services at the park. She says spirits are high as the building reopens.
I think everyone is really, really excited to be back and really happy to know that things are, if not entirely back to normal, are on their way to getting there.
On social media, the Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum in Abilene says it is working to reopen as soon as possible. The new budget deal to reopen the government includes a one-year extension of certain Farm Bill programs. That includes the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, which expired at the end of September. Nearly 26 million acres across the U.S. are enrolled. Jonathan Coppes, an agricultural policy expert with the University of Illinois, says CRP provides annual payments to farmers who take highly erodible and vulnerable land out of row crop production.
CRP is a backbone program because of how it fits within not just conservation, but also agriculture production and economic issues.
COPPAS says it offers steady income for farmers while supporting wildlife and pollinator habitat, soil health, and clean water. Unlike other conservation programs and farm safety nets for commodity farmers, CRP was left out of the One Big Beautiful Bill passed in July. Education leaders in Kansas want all teachers in the state to get better at teaching children to read. But universities have been slow to adopt so-called science of reading coursework into undergraduate requirements for prospective teachers. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson says most elementary education programs in Kansas require 120 credit hours to graduate, but only 6 of those hours have to be focused on literacy instruction. Watson told state school board members that has to change.
Well, I'm not here to point fingers and place blame. We need to get beyond that. It's not who someone's at fault. This is just what we have, and we need to move to something different.
A state law passed last year established the Kansas Blueprint for Literacy to improve reading instruction. It mandates new college courses for future teachers on the science of reading. Patchy fog late tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, giving way to mostly sunny skies tomorrow afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. You're listening to KPR, and it is 4:35.
7 o'clock Sunday morning on KPR 1. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, airlines say it could take several days before operations return to normal after the government shutdown. The FAA paused temporary air traffic reductions at 6%, but didn't say when exactly those were going to end. Joel Rose has the latest. We're also going to continue our cost of living series with talking about the burgeoning online clothing rental business. How does it work? What is it? Coming up here on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight, but after midnight we could see some fog here and there. Lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow more fog in the morning, then mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Down to the lower 50s. Tomorrow night still warm on Saturday. Highs back up in the mid-70s. 74 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 5.
Next. Daily global reporting, podcasts, and videos at economist.com/NPR. And from Workday. Workday is an AI platform for forward thinkers dedicated to transforming the way business leaders manage people, money, and agents today so they can transform tomorrow. Workday, moving business forever forward.
Filmmaker Ken Burns on the subject of his latest series, The American Revolution. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition is a great way to start off your day with the latest news and more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
Carl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting Musical Memories of Fantasia, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. and 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. Saturday matinee follows Babar Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org.
It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. The time is 5:06.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with the Jazz Cigarettes. For a night of music and cocktails, show begins at 7:30 p.m. November 28th. Tickets at masellisonline.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, more than 200 U.S. Catholic bishops from across the nation gathered in Baltimore. They took on some hot-button issues this week at their meeting, including immigration enforcement.
Should we not say that we oppose the indiscriminate deportation of people? I think that's the central issue.
They also talked about gender-affirming care for transgender people. Find out more about the big Catholic Bishops Conference coming up on KPR.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live at 7, then Evening Classical with Destiny at 8 o'clock. It is, of course, Tango Thursday, and we'll hear one of her favorite tangos by Albani. Also, a little carryover from last night's horse theme, plus Symphony No. 2 of Jean Sibelius. It's all coming up here on KPR1. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around for Prairie Journal, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. 69 degrees in Topeka, 69 in Manhattan. It's 5:20.
Support PR News.
Filmmaker Ken Burns is known for examining the events that define American history. Now, he turns his lens toward what he calls one of the most significant events in human history.
There was a kind of energy and frisson as we were developing the film, and you began to realize this is a really big deal.
Burns on his 10-year project to tell the story of the American Revolution. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
News headlines are coming up next. The time is 5:30.
Rose, NPR News.
A big sell-off on Wall Street today, one of the biggest since April, in fact. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some federal workers in Kansas returned to work today after the end of the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Many of the estimated 17,000 federal employees in Kansas were furloughed. 15 of those work at the Brown v. Board of Education National Historic Park in Topeka. Jessica Barnett is the acting manager for Interpretation, Education, and Visitor Services at the park. She said spirits were high as the building reopened.
I think everyone is really, really excited to be back and really happy to know that things are, if not entirely back to normal, are on their way to getting there.
On social media, the Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum in Abilene says it is working to reopen as soon as possible. Education leaders in Kansas want all teachers in the state to get better at teaching children to read. But universities have been slow to adopt so-called science of reading coursework into undergraduate requirements for prospective teachers. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson says most elementary education programs in Kansas require 120 credit hours to graduate, but only 6 of those hours need to be focused on literacy instruction. Watson told state school board members that has to change.
Well, I'm not here to point fingers and place blame. We need to get beyond that. It's not who someone's at fault. This is just what we have, and we need to move to something different.
A state law passed last year established the Kansas Blueprint for Literacy to improve reading instruction. It mandates new college courses for future teachers on the science of reading. The new budget deal to reopen the government includes a one-year extension of certain Farm Bill programs. That includes the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, which expired at the end of September. Nearly 26 million acres across the U.S. are enrolled. Jonathan Coppes, an agricultural policy expert with the University of Illinois, says CRP provides annual payments to farmers who take highly erodible and vulnerable land out of row crop production.
CRP is a backbone program because of how it fits within not just conservation, but also agriculture production and economic issues.
Coppes says it offers steady income for farmers while supporting wildlife and pollinator habitat, soil health, and clean water.
Support for NPR.
Hall of Fame this week on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. We are about 11 minutes away from 6 o'clock. At 6:01, we will have an update of news headlines. Then we will find out how House members feel about being back to work. The House was out of session for pretty much the entire government shutdown. Members returned yesterday with a lot of frustration. An overview of what happened coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Art of the Groom, Pet Salon and Art Studio at 1906 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering commissioned pet portraits and dog grooming. Information available by emailing artofthegroom@gmail.com.
Patchy fog after midnight, otherwise mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. This is KPR. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org.
Filmmaker Ken Burns on the subject of his latest series, The American Revolution. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
The next morning edition comes around at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition with the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.